Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Yud Daled. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Vav and Aleph. It's 24 lines up from the bottom of the page. Smichas Hazakenim. The Mishnah taught Smichas Hazakenim by Rifas Ha'egla, B'Shloisha. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Imeh B'Chamisha. Rabbi Shimon says that the sages leaning their hands on the Pahel and Dorash Yotzibah, which is the cow brought when the community sinned, and in that case, and also the case of the breaking of the calf's neck if there was a murdered corpse found between two cities, both of these require three judges. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it requires five judges. Ma tamid Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon say three judges? What's his source? The Samhu Shnayim, they based in Chokol, Moisif Naleim, Echad, Harishloisha. Pasuk there says in Vayikra, in Perek Dala, Pasuk Tesvav, and they, the elders, will lean their hands. This refers to two, because the minimum of they is two. But since they based in can't be even in number, they add a third judge. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it is five? The Samhu Shnayim, Ziknei Shnayim. The pasuk says, and they will lean, and this refers to two. And then it says the elders, which also refers to another two, which makes four. But they're based in combi and even in number, and therefore they add a fifth judge. And the question is, and for breaking the calf's neck, what was Rabbi Yehuda's reason for requiring five judges? And this is the text according to the Pnei Moshe, and also in the next part as well. V'keinecha shnaim, v'shavtecha shnaim. Ein beis din shokol, moisiv maleim oid echad, harei chamisha. The pasuk says in Devarim, in Chofalas pasuk beis, and your elders and your judges will go out. Elders refers to two, judges refers to two, but a beis din can't be even a number, and therefore they add a fifth one. Matameid Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon require three? Because v'keinecha v'shavtecha shnaim. Ein beis din shokol, moisiv maleim oid echad, harei shloisha. Your elders and judges refers to only two, but the basin can't be even a number, and therefore they add a third. Amma Rebbe Itema Nirin Durei Rebbe Yehuda Barufa Durei Dorash V'Yatzu V'Nirin Dei Rebbe Shimon V'Smicha Durei Dorash V'Samchu Itema Nirin Dei Rebbe Yehuda Barufa K'moidam Dorash V'Samchu Yidrash V'Yetzu Ashrach Tema V'Yetzu Shnaim V'Kenecha Shnaim V'Shavtecha Shnaim Ein Beisin Shokom Osif Nalem Oid Echad Harei Shiva. Now, Rebbe says the view of Rabbi Yehuda about the calf appears to be correct because they didn't expound the words and they will go out. And the view of Shimon about smicha appears to be correct because they didn't expound the words and they will lean. If you say that the view of Rabbi Yehuda about the calf appears correct, then just as he expounded and they will lean, he should also expound they will go out. You can say that they will go out is two, your elders is two, your judges is two, but a beis din can't be even a number and therefore they add a seventh. Mamakayim Rabbi Shimon v'keinecha v'shavtecha v'keinecha shehen shavtecha. The question is, how does Rabbi Shimon understand the phrase "your elders and your judges"? The answer is, your elders, who are your judges? Tani Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimez Keinecha Ze Beis Din Hagadol V'Shavtecha Ze Melech V'Koyen Gadol. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says your elders refers to the Beis Din Hagadol, and your judges refers to the king and the Koyen Gadol. Tani, we have a Bais that teaches Asmichos V'Shloisha Lo Smiche Hi Smichos Tamankai Lemnuya Smichuta. Smichos is done with three. Smicha refers to leaning on the calf, and smichos refers to ordaining the rabbis. In Bava, they refer to ordaining the rabbis as smichusa. Amar Reba, b'Roshona, hayakal echad ve'echad memane es tamidav, v'gon Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, mina es Rabbi Lezer, v'es Rabbi Yeshua, v'Rabbi Yeshua es Rabbi Akiva, v'Rabbi Akiva es Rabbi Meir, v'es Rabbi Shimon. Amar, yesh Rabbi Meir techila, nizkal kamu p'nei Rabbi Shimon. Amar le Rabbi Akiva, de'echa shani uverecha makirin koichacha. Rabbi Abba says originally each person would simply give smicha to his own students. For example, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua to Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Kiva said when Rabbi Meir first sat before Rabbi Shimon became distraught. Rabbi Kiva said to him, "It's enough that I and your creator recognize you." Rabbi Shimon was appeased. Chazu v'chilku kvoid lebayis hazeh, amu beistin shmeina shalei ledas anosi emunah of minoi v'nosi shemina shalei ledas beistin minoi of minoi. Then they gave honor to the Nasi's house by saying, if a Beis Din appointed without the knowledge of the Nasi, it's invalid. But if a Nasi appointed without the knowledge of the Beis Din, then it is valid. Chaz v'eskinu shlo yehu Beis Din m'mane ele midas ha-Nasi, shlo yehu ha-Nasi m'mane ele midas Beis Din. They later decreed that Beis Din can't appoint without the knowledge of the Nasi, and the Nasi cannot appoint without the knowledge of the Beis Din. Tani we learnt in Abaisa, b'roshonah yekosim shitrei chalitza b'moisa ploini v'ploini, Chalza ploinis es bas ploini, le ploini ba ploini, befanenu, de kivus a kazmana, beshar sinai meeluya, reglaya, demiamina, verakas kazmana, roika, semit chazai, lana alara va'amres kach yaseh leish asher lo yivne es beis achiv. Originally, they would write chalitza documents as the following: in the presence of Pliny and Pliny, Plinius bas Pliny did chalitza with Pliny ben Pliny, that she approached him and removed his shoe from his right foot and spat in front of him on the ground, and she said, "This will be done to a man who will not build his brother's house." When a married man dies childless, his widow has to either do yibum by marrying her husband's brother, or she must do chalitza with him to release herself to be able to marry someone else. Tani b'roshoyna hayu koisun shitrei miunin b'mamad ploini uploini miana ploinis plas ploini b'ploini b'ploini b'faninu lo re'ina bei lo shirhavna lei lo tzavina lehisnafa lei. Originally, they would write mian documents, which is a refusal of when if a young orphan girl was married off by her brother, mother and brothers, when she becomes bas mitzvah, age 12, she can refuse the marriage. And this is done in an act called mian. And they would write the documents for that in the following way: in the presence of Pliny and Pliny, Plinius bar Pliny refused Pliny ben Pliny in front of us, and she said, "I don't want him, I can't remain with him, and I don't want to be married to him." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hegdash shepedui of Yosef al Damav, tafas es hakol. Ma'aseh sheni shepedui of Yosef al Damav, lo tafas es hakol. Rabbi Yochanan is teaching a separate point here. If Hegdash, which is a property consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash, if it's redeemed for more than its value, the entire sum of money receives the sanctity of Hegdash. If Ma'aseh sheni is redeemed, which is the second tithe of produce has to be taken and eaten in Yerushalayim, and if the burden is too difficult, then the sanctity of Ma'aseh sheni can be redeemed onto coins, and the coins taken to Yerushalayim and used to buy food. Now, if it was for more than its value, only the equivalent value of the money receives the sanctity of Ma'aseh sheni, but the rest does not. Ma ben Hegdash mo ma ben Ma'aseh sheni. Why is there a difference between here between Hegdash and Ma'aseh sheni? And he says it's common for a person to increase his pledges to Hekdush, so the sanctity spreads to the entire sum. Rav Zira by Koime Rabbi Ami, Rav Zira asked Rabbi Ami, Nivdak Oisoy HaIsh Ra'amah Lonis Kavanti. If the person was asked and he said that he had no intention to have the sanctity spread to the entire sum, then what will be the din? Amalei Lechi Badak, the answer, Rami says we follow his answer. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hekdush Yipudur Rabbi Yochanan says that if Hekdash was redeemed but the Chomesh, which was required an extra fifth, was not added, it's valid. But if Ma'aseh Sheni was redeemed but the Chomesh was not added, then it's not valid. Why should there be a difference between these two? The answer is that Hekdash has a claimant, which is the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, known as the Gizbar, but Ma'aseh Sheni has no claimant. Rav Yonah asked a question. Commander Amma Eino Kenechosav Bram Commander Amma Kenechosav Hu Ma Ben Hekdash Ma Ben Ma'aseh Sheni. It's fine according to the view that Ma'aseh Sheni is not considered the property of the owner, but rather elevated property, because he might wish to try to avoid paying the Chomesh. The sages decreed that the redemption is not valid unless it was added. But according to the view that Ma'aseh Sheni is his own property, why would he care to give the Chomesh, and why would the sages need to decree that it's not valid unless it was added? Didn't we already say the reason that Hekdash has a claimant but Ma'aseh Sheni has no claimant? So there's a concern they might not give the Chomesh. Tani, Hekdash is B'Shoshah. The Mishnah taught that redeeming Hekdash requires three judges, and if you redeem fields, it has to be nine and a Kohen. Have the detained by Makdash Guf Hasadeh, but Im Amma, the Mei Sadeh Olai, Lehekdash Mahu. The requirement of for nine and a coin is when he consecrated the actual field to have its value used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, and he now wishes to redeem it. But if he said, "The value of my field is upon me to give to Hekdash," what will be the law over there? The answer is, learn from the case of the Mishnah that says, "Aruchin HaMetaltelin," evaluating movable objects to be given as payment for a person pledging a specific amount to the Beis HaMikdash, that requires three. The Chiyesh Aruchin JeMetaltelin, is there such a thing as evaluating non-movable objects? All evaluations are with movables, and if it's excluding fields, the Mishnah already discusses that explicitly. Rather, it should have taught Erchin of movables is with three. Rabbi Yaakov Acha Rishon Bar Vava B'Shem B'Chanina Ha'ima Erki Alai Avala Sadroi B'Kalka Shamin Le B'Asor Metaltelin B'Shloisha. Rabbi Yaakov Acha Rishon Bar Vava quoting B'Chanina says that if a person says my value is upon me and he comes to arrange the payment from a field, they evaluate for him with 10 people. For movables, it's with three. If he says, my value is upon me, it's not like saying, the value of my field is upon me, which answers the question about a person who says, the value of the field is upon me, that 10 people are required for the evaluation. But if he says, Lekushiyashir eino nidoin behesek yad. But if he said 100 zuzes upon me to give to Hekdush, they evaluate for him with three people, and if he doesn't have the money to pay, when he becomes more wealthy, he does not need to pay according to his ability, and this proves it's not like a case of Erechin.